being fantastic to see you here, and Gunnedah is part of the Central North Seven Star for the ladies. Great to see we've got five teams here as well, but you're part of the Benwell Hotel Scone Brumbies. How's the season been for yourself and also the team?
So far the season's actually kicked off pretty well. We're pretty happy with how the competition's been set up. It doesn't seem like it's at a disadvantage to anyone, and fairly fair. For us Brumbies girls, we're still trying to get any female that wants to come down and have a go. More than happy for anyone to come and have a go. And I just think we're just a nice little tight community.
Yeah. Of course, you're looking for an under-17s team as well. That's something really important. Get down to the trainings here, to the great magnificence that is Scone Rugby Park there in Aberdeen Street, Tuesdays and Thursdays. But of course, you represented Central North earlier this year. Tell us a little bit about the experience there of playing in the seven-a-side tournament there, and putting yourself up against some of these better-known ladies and also those better-known teams.
Yep. I thought it was a great opportunity. I never actually expected for my second year playing rugby ever to be picked for the Central North squad. I had a little bit of experience through high school, but never actually got to play from it. So got a great support here at the Scone Brumbies. They were really encouraging us girls. Myself included, Lucy, Prudent and Sally Bow were picked from our team. Yep. And we've got a great coach, Dale Beatty, for the Central North girls. And again, it's like a nice little community. Once women are involved in this sport, it's amazing.
Yeah. Smithy, of course, for the second year in a row, got this magnificence in November. A seven-a-side tournament for the ladies. With the demise of the Central Coast Sevens, very good chance Rugby Australia will beef that up so we have some better teams. Also a fantastic opportunity with Kate Brown being an old Brumbie. She's part of the ACT Brumbies in the Buildcorp Super W competition. Of course, she got hurt, but great inspiration to see her bring up her team from Canberra last year. But also that tournament's just going to get bigger and bigger, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Kate's actually been coming to our training sessions and giving us a bit of a hand, so it's good to have someone with definitely game experience and someone from Scone who has played at that elite level to encourage the girls to play to their best ability, have a go, and to get more women involved.
These things don't run on air. Of course, you've got Pose Air and also Scone Equine Hospital, yep. Benwell Hotel, of course. They're the people that help it happen, but the club overall, the blokes have been supporting you. They're out there at Scone Rugby Park as well, and great to see Friday night. We're seeing plenty of girls play with the juniors there, with the likes of Renee Park and also Gus looking after that.
Yeah, it's great that we've got a good little junior community going. We actually got Charlotte Kaslick to come down and do a training session with the girls, with the younger girls in particular, and we encourage the younger girls to try and play in the Opens to get that, get their looks out there, try to get picked for those rep positions and just have a go. It's been amazing.
Yeah, the Warrior a couple of weeks ago won the 15-a-side Women's Champs. Do you think with all these girls we've got here we can put together a 15-a-side team for next year? Because, of course, the Wallaroos will be playing soon is the double header against the All Blacks and the Wallabies. So, of course, what do you do for a cross in the great metropolis that is Scone?
I'm actually just working admin myself, sit behind a desk all day. I work for Rose & Partners accounting firm, and I think definitely we could get a 15-a-side. As you can see here today, we definitely have various girls with abilities, strength and size to be able to put through a very good 15 squad.
Well, Meg, it's been great to meet you. Wish you all the best. Of course, get in there and support the ladies, not only the blokes there at the Benwell Hotel Scone Brumbies, but of course in the 17s and the Opens. If you want to come down and play, get down to the trainings there at Scone Rugby Park.
Yeah, we train Mondays and Thursdays from 6:30 to 7:30. All is welcome, and we love our team and our sport.
Thanks very much, Meg.